wrestling and tussling with when the enemy rises up with doubt and unbelief, say, you're not going to get it this time. That will happen. And you find yourself saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to believe God. That's what I'm going to do. Amen. So that's an enemy to your faith, trying to steal your faith. Did you hear what I said? And we need to recognize them as him as so, and let them know that you can't have my faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, praise God. Amen. We got some guests coming in. Praise God. Praise God for Jesus. Amen. Come right on in, you guys. Come right on in. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen. And, All of you that's sitting in the back, and you can come on up, because we're going to put this on the screen so you can see it. I don't want you saying, well, I can't read it. Come on up closer. And we're going to talk about this, because we've been made more than conquerors. Did you hear what I said? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been made more than conquerors. Now, last week, the other week, and I want to pick up in what Jesus said in John Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. So go ahead and put that up there. John Gospel, you can turn there if you have it in your Bible. John Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10. John Gospel, chapter 10, can we get that up there? Amen. And it says, the thief cometh not before what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. And the thief, the enemy, the devil, and all his cohorts, their job, their purpose of coming to you, talking to you, messing with you, their purpose is what they are there to do is to steal, kill, and to destroy. So, since his purpose to steal, kill, and to destroy, he will disguise himself as being somebody important to you, somebody that has something good for you. And then when he gets you hooked, trapped, or addicted to who he is, then he comes with fear, doubt, unbelief. Say, yeah, God might have said that, but it ain't gonna work for you. But the word says every promise God made is what? Yes. And what? Amen. But the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. But Jesus said what? I am come that you might have what? Well, y'all tell me, what are you looking for anyway? What do you want? Do you want destruction? Do you want misery? Do you want lack? Do you want suffering? Well, the thief comes to steal your faith. And the first place he's going to approach is your mind. What if? What did he say to Eve in the garden? Yeah, I know God said, but God is holding out on you. What was his approach? To get her to doubt what God said and believe what he said. What is his approach tonight? To get you to doubt what God said and believe what he said, and you wind up in destruction. But the fact of the matter is, God has given us everything we would ever need. On God's part, everything could be done, should have been done, has been done. It's complete. Nothing missing. It's complete. What we have to learn how to do is take our faith, what God had given to us in the new birth, and receive what belongs to me. And so that's what I want to teach you. You have been given a measure of faith. Now you need to take that faith and use it. You got to learn how to grow it. You got to learn how to increase it. Then you have to know how to release it. Don't have to have a show of hands. How many of you have got money in your pocket? You got at least a quarter. Don't raise your hand. But you got a quarter. How many of you got money in your account? You got some money in your account. You got some money somewhere. If you broke, come see me and I'll send you to get you a job. They thought I was going to give you some money. No, I'm going to send you this. But how many of you got money? You got it, right? Do you know how to release it? Come on, talk to me. If you want, you see something you want, do you know how to release that money to get what you want? I'm telling you, God gave you faith. And the faith he gave you, if you will take and do what God said, just like you work every day trying to get more money, you can grow your faith. Woo. And your faith can get you anything and everything you need. Faith can get you money. Faith can get you help. Faith can get you peace. Faith can get you victory. Hallelujah. Other word, what I'm saying, get it. It'll show you how to receive what's already yours. You follow me now?